Hello, I'm Amanda Reed, and thank you for listening to The History Author Show.
3 o'clock. Will you believe it, my sister? We have had a battle or skirmish near Bladensburg, and I am still here within sound of the cannon. Mr. Madison comes not. May God protect him. 2 messengers covered with dust come to bid me fly. But I wait for him. At this late hour, a wagon has been procured. I have it filled with the plate and most valuable portable articles belonging to the house. Whether it will reach its destination, the Bank of Maryland, or fall into the hands of British soldiery, events must determine. Our kind friend Mr. Carroll has come to hasten my departure and is in a very bad humor with me, because I insist on waiting until the large picture of General Washington is secured, and it requires to be unscrewed from the wall. This process was found too tedious for these perilous moments. I have ordered the frame to be broken and the canvas taken out. It is done, and the precious portrait placed in the hands of 2 gentlemen of New York for safekeeping. And now, dear sister, I must leave this house, or the retreating army will make me a prisoner in it by filling up the road I am directed to take. When I shall again write you, or where I shall be tomorrow, I cannot tell. Dolly Madison.
On a sunny 4th of July in World War I London, King George V went out to a ball game. With Queen Mary and other royals, dozens of VIPs, and tens of thousands of allied troops and ordinary Londoners, the monarch cheered an extraordinary baseball match between American soldiers and sailors.
The Confederate flag waves from several points in Alexandria, from the Marshall House, the Market House, and the several barracks. The peaceful, quiet old town looks quite warlike. I feel sometimes, when walking on King Street, meeting men in uniform, passing companies of cavalry, hearing martial music, etc., that I must be in a dream. Oh, that it were a dream, and that the last 10 years of our country's history were blotted out. May 21st, 1861. Yesterday evening, we rode to the parade ground in Alexandria. It was a beautiful but sad sight. How many of those young, brave boys may be cut off or maimed for life? I shudder to think of what a single battle may bring forth. The federal vessel Pawnee now lies before the old town with its guns pointing towards it. It is aggravating enough to see it, but the inhabitants move on as calmly as though it were a messenger of peace. It is said that an undefended, indefensible town like Alexandria will hardly be attacked. May 4th, 1865. General Johnston surrendered on the 26th of April. My native land. Good night. Mrs. Judith W. McGuire.
It's haunted investigative minds for decades. The assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Mr. Hill was the Secret Service agent assigned to protect First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy on the doomed campaign visit to Dallas in 1963. He's the man who leaped onto the presidential vehicle as a live shield at the sound of gunfire, and who gave the ominous thumbs-down signal upon finding the president fatally wounded.